Coming up, it's Lightning Fill in the Blank, but first it's the game where you have to listen for the rhyme. If you'd like to play on air, call or leave a message at 1-888-WAIT-WAIT. That's 1-888-924-8924, or you can click the Contact Us link on our website, waitwait.npr.org. Hi, you're on Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me.
Hi, this is Jane DeLugas from Franklin, Pennsylvania.
Hey, how are things in Franklin, Pennsylvania?
Oh, it's beautiful. It's gorgeous.
Really?
Yeah.
What do you do there?
I am a second grade teacher.
Oh, my goodness. And you sound like you have just the level of enthusiasm necessary to survive that.
Well, it's I just finished my second year, so, I haven't been burned out yet.
I've known some second graders. They'll wear you down. Well, welcome to the show, Jane. Carl Castle right here is going to read you three news-related limericks with the last word or phrase missing from each. If you can fill in that last word or phrase correctly on two of the limericks, you'll be a winner. Ready to go?
Yes, sir.
Here is your first limerick.
Don't be slimy and limp like a bland snake, or crumbly and dry like a sand cake. Be firm, look in eye, then calmly say hi. Now that's how you give a good...
handshake?
Right. The secret to a good handshake isn't confidence or a firm grip. It's a complex mathematical algorithm. And now a University of Manchester scientist has finally solved it. You need, quote, a complete grip and firm squeeze and cool and dry palm, approximately 3 shakes with a medium level of vigor, held for no longer than 3 seconds with eye contact kept throughout and a good natural smile with a slow offset with, of course, an appropriate accompanying verbal statement, unquote. We'd tell you about his formula for a high five, but I'd need a blackboard. Here is your next limerick.
My cube is right next to a jerk. No wonder my duties I shirk. My place of employ has no room for joy. I hate all the people at
work.
Right. Have you ever looked around at work, at your place of employment, and thought, wow, I hate these people? Well, good news, they very likely hate you back. According to a recent survey of British workers, 1 in 10 admitted to loathing their coworkers, which means at least 10% of the people you work with hate you. In addition to harboring rage, disgust, and repulsion, many even admitted to, quote, being deliberately unhelpful to a manager or colleague.
Being deliberately unhelpful to a manager or colleague.
Carl, did you say something?
Nope, nothing.
Okay.
No.
I thought I...
No.
Okay, never mind. Here is your last limerick.
Tulips, that bubble was so-so. And housing, I fear, is a no-no. But for chocolated treats, the market stays sweet. I've cornered the market for...
Ho-hos?
Ho-hos.
What?
It's an ingredient in ho-hos.
Cocoa.
Yes.
Thank you.
You're welcome. This week, a mysterious London hedge fund bought up an enormous part of the world's cocoa stocks, roughly 240,000 tons of beans worth close to $1 billion. And unusually, instead of just claiming ownership of the beans on ships or wherever they are, he actually had them delivered to his own warehouse. The deal's perfectly legal. It has sent prices soaring to a 33-year-old high. Not much is known about the buyer, a Mr. William Wonka.
It really does kind of feel like a James Bondy kind of thing,
yes.
Doesn't it? Like all that cocoa was sent to a cave under a volcano.
Yes, exactly.
Yeah.
Mr. Bond, the mission is to defy what's happening to the world's cocoa supply. You'll be posing as a fat person who would like some chocolate. Carl, how did Jane do in our quiz?
Jane had 3 correct answers, Peter. So, Jane, I'll be doing the message on your home answering machine or voicemail.
Well done, Jane.
Outstanding. Thank you.
Terrific.
Gauntlet rain. Gauntlet rain.